It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
We've got people in here.
We do.
Camille from the Harvest Regional Food Bank, Harvest Texarkana Regional Food Bank. And, of course, Millway Credit Union is our sponsor. Stronger, smarter, sensible. Alan Brown and his crew, your local financial institution of choice, and they are your friends. And Camille is one of our favorite friends and favorite guests. And she is in here to talk about a very special event that they are going to have this year that they normally have every year, but since COVIDville hit, it's been 3 years. 2019 was the last time they were able to have it because of all the COVID, but they're going to have it this year. And what is it?
It is Wine and Jazz, and thank you both for having me. You two are two of my favorites as well. So we're bringing it back. We're bringing Wine and Jazz back, and you're right. After 3 years, so we haven't had the event since 2019. It was planned in 20, and we had to postpone it first. We thought, this little bug will be over with in a month or two. Let's have it in June instead of April, and then it got postponed. It just got delayed and delayed. It just never happened.
And it could happen. Couldn't have again last year, and so it's been 2019. So that's 3 years ago.
I'm excited.
In early March. Give us first the specifics on where and when it's going to be, then we'll talk about the event.
Well, the where is downtown at Silver Moon on Broad, and that is where we had typically had it all the years before, and then it's going to be on March 4th. So it's not this Friday, not upcoming Friday, but the following Friday.
Okay, the first Friday in March.
Right.
Too easy.
Yeah, 1 week from this Friday because it's this short month.
Yeah, it is.
And it starts at what time?
7 o'clock.
Okay.
All right.
And we are... we're bringing back all the parts of the event that we've had in the past.
So what are the cornerstones? I haven't been before, so.
So and it's exciting that for some people it is a new event.
It is.
For some people it's old hat, you know, they're welcoming it back. And for other people it's brand new. The main thing is we have area chefs come in and they prepare 2 to 3 of their favorite dishes and we pair those with a wine or a craft beer. And so you get to go around and, you know, it's kind of like tapas or appetizer size.
Okay. So portions, the yummy foods, right?
Yummy foods. And then we have Candace Taylor and Trio back.
Nice.
And they'll be out on the patio playing some jazz. You can go out there and sit and enjoy. We'll also have Joseph Raymond.
Right.
Who, local artist. Yeah. And is really just blowing up. His art is just...
Yeah, he's phenomenal.
Yes, and he comes in, he does a live painting.
Oh, nice.
So he'll be painting live during the event and always does something beautiful. And then we'll be auctioning that off at the end of the night.
Okay, so we can maybe buy it.
Yes. Nice. Yes, absolutely. So someone's going to go home with a beautiful piece of art.
Yeah, I remember that night forever.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yes. One of our new things is, or this year, we're honoring Norma Durant, who was really the founder of this event.
All right.
She and her husband, Faye J, have been longtime supporters and friends of Harvest, and they started Wine and Jazz. She came up with the concept. It was wine and desserts.
Nice.
Then at their beautiful home.
Oh, how nice.
And they invited people over just as a way to raise a little money. Hey, go have dinner and then come by for desserts.
Right.
And we'll raise a little money, and it grew and grew to what it is now. So we really want to pay tribute to that and really honor her.
I like this idea.
Yeah, and thanks to them because, like I said on the Facebook, they moved into town, I don't know when it was, years ago now, but they're not originally from here. But when they got here, they stepped in feet first and got involved in the community, along with him being a business owner, Faye J Packaging, and now he's got Faye J Winery, too. But they were just got involved in the community right away.
Right. And really, really, really gave back.
Yes. So thanks to them for doing that. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. How do they get these tickets for this?
Yeah. Well, they can go online and order tickets that way or give us a call or come by and buy tickets. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't gotten something in the mail, you can certainly get tickets that way, and it's going to just be a really nice night out. Bring your spouse or girlfriends,
girls'
night out, a lot of fun.
Significant other.
Right.
Your significant other.
Right.
And do that, and I guess we'll have something up on our website.
Oh, we have something up on our website.
Why did I know? I should have known.
She's on top of it.
Yeah. She's on top of it. Anna's already got it up, so you can go to our website, mypigradio.com, as well. The mission of Harvest Texarkana, all the many things that they do to help out adults and children in need. This would be local news time, but we've already had local news several times this morning, so we'll let our new sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
It's American made.
Quality furniture you can purchase in Bowie County, west of Texarkana. We'll let them be the sponsor of our continued talk with our friend, our guest from the community, Camille, is from Harvest Texarkana Regional Food Bank, which helps out, would you say 10 counties?
10 counties.
10 wow. counties across
yes,
southwest
right.
Arkansas and Bowie County in northeast Texas, right?
Right.
Yeah, Texarkana.
Texarkana. So the whole Texarkana area, this yeah. whole region.
Right.
Right.
And you do so much. And we want to talk a little bit about that. The things that you guys do, you got trucks out all the time.
Right.
We have trucks out right now as we talk. And they're out making deliveries of food to local churches that are in our 10 county area.
Right.
So that's how we're able to reach so many people. Our church pantries are really the people on the ground.
Right.
We deliver food to those churches and organizations that can then serve their communities.
Right. I like that.
So that's how we really, you know, it's really kind of a teamwork
right.
approach. And in areas where we don't have as many churches or places that are able to provide hunger relief, or maybe they have a high need
okay.
and not a lot of resources.
Right.
We actually do a mobile pantry.
Oh, good.
So we actually take the pantry to those communities.
Right, right.
And kind of like a pop-up shop. It's a pop-up pantry really
right.
for the day. And we work with the community. They're scheduled in advance. So we have a schedule of when we're going to be in a certain
right.
community. And we serve those communities just straight from our trucks.
Right.
And we have volunteers that come out and help us. So, for example, we'll go to Stamps or Waldo
mm-hmm.
Or Murfreesboro in certain areas in pockets of these counties that, like I said, maybe don't have as many resources. You know,
right.
some communities are, they don't really have even a grocery store that
right.
provides nutritious foods.
Right. So we need to make sure we're getting that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
If somebody can't make the event, how would we just start our donation trend to Harvest Texarkana?
Because money is what you really need
right.
rather than somebody bringing canned food down. It's better when they donate.
Yeah, because
we will take both.
Yeah, yeah, I know you will.
We'll never turn down a donation of either,
yeah.
but we are able to stretch that dollar because we're not having to go retail
right.
and buy groceries like anyone else would.
Right.
We're using that and using some low-cost vendors that work specifically with food banks.
Okay.
Or we may go in with another food bank, say the food bank in Shreveport or in Little Rock, and
right.
we go and we purchase things together.
So you pull resources.
Right, so maybe I don't need an 18-wheeler of apples, but I could take half of it.
Right.
And they could use it when we split the freight. And so there are a lot of ways that...
Oh, I like how you network that.
Yes, yeah, so we network and make that happen.
So how do they donate?
So they can go online,
mm-hmm.
and that's harvestregionalfoodbank.org,
mm-hmm.
and they can just, we make it very easy.
Oh,
there is a donate
yep.
now button right there,
yep.
Or they can come to one of our events,
right.
or they can just send in a check. So there are many ways that you could support the mission.
Perfect.
And, of course, we talked about, you got a school program where you help out school kids.
We love this niche
yeah.
that you filled.
Right.
Well, we love being able to provide it and that
right.
we've been able to grow it.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're not just on 40 campuses, which we've grown from just local schools to branch out to be on over 40 campuses
nice.
With our backpack program
right.
where kids go home with nutritious foods in their backpack for
mm-hmm.
the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've been able to really expand that and take it a step further and have, for the older kids, school pantry.
Right.
Where they can actually go in and it's more targeted towards them. It's things that maybe can be a meal starter.
Okay. And you have recipe cards. And
we can include recipe cards.
I like that.
We've done that. We've had kind of recipe cards where you can make the meals out of something you buy, or something
yep.
you get
well,
at.
Pick up at the market.
Pick
yep.
up at the market,
yep.
exactly. So we have a lot of those that are kind of starting in some of our area schools.
Because we have high school students going home
and really,
helping siblings
yes.
and maybe their grandma that might and grandparents.
So we've
them.
Actually been able to provide family food boxes, kind of kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah, so smart.
And just really serve the whole family
yeah.
through some of these school pantries because we're able to go ahead and drop off family food boxes
right.
there as well.
Yeah. And what you need to realize is we take it for granted. We just take it for granted that
right.
You know, people go home like on the weekends or at night or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and
There's something in the cupboard.
Something going to be there for them nutritious to eat, and that's not always the case. They can maybe get something nutritious at school,
right?
But when they go home for the weekend, if the times are tough and things are tough and there's eight people to feed and they don't have much, it can be a long weekend or it can be a long time away from school where they're not getting good nutritious food and they're hungry. And we just take it for granted like it's going to be there.
Yep.
And in some cases, it's not. That's why your donation to the Harvest Texture kind of helps out those kids and their family as well. Hey, let's play a game.
Okay.
It's called Match the Mouth.
Oh, good.
I'll give you a quote, and then I'll give you some choices, and you decide which celebrity or whatever said it, and we'll see how we do. Okay,
ready? All right.
All right, here we go. Quote, I like being the girl nobody can have. Okay. Mm. Did Selena Gomez say that? Rihanna, Miley Cyrus, Madonna, or Paris Hilton? Who said, I like being the girl that nobody can have?
What would you think? I don't think it's Rihanna or Madonna.
You don't think it's Rihanna or Madonna?
I'm going to go with Miley Cyrus.
I like the way she thinks. Cyrus. We're going to go with Miley.
All right, Anna. We're going to go with Miley.
Yeah.
And that's right.
Yay!
All right. Number two. I think the future of food is in insects.
Oh, of course. Somebody unusual.
It must be chocolate covered, right? I think the future of foods is insects, okay?
Okay.
Did Dr. Oz say that? Jennifer Aniston, Angelina Jolie, Oprah, or Shailene Woodley? Who said, I think the future of food is in insects?
I have no idea.
Well, you're going to have to guess.
I'm going to say Angelina Jolie. She kind of has some far out there
I like that,
ideas.
Yeah, that's a good method of
y'all
thought.
Are going with Jolie.
Yes, we are.
Well, it's Shailene Woodley. She's something. I don't know what she is, but she's that quarterback Aaron. They were just in the news this week. Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback for Green Bay Packers, whatever. They split up.
She's the former wife of somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's somebody. She's somebody famous. She's somebody famous, and they split up.
Okay.
All right. All right. The last one.
All right.
Being a nerd really pays off sometimes.
Often.
Did Joe Jonas say that? Ken Jennings, Anna Kendrick, or Michael B. Jordan? Michael B. Jordan, Anna Kendrick, Anna, Joe Jonas, or Ken Jennings? Who said being a nerd really pays off sometimes? This ought to be pretty easy. Pays off. Nerd.
Okay, Ken Jennings, the way you say
it. Okay, yes.
That's the way you're saying it. You go off in your tips.
You're really emphasizing that.
Yeah, because Ken Jennings was the big winner on Jeopardy, and now he co-hosts sometimes or whatever, or hosts sometimes, and, you know, he knows everything.
Mm-hmm. He's a know-it-all.
Yeah, a know-it-all, a nerd.
Yeah, he made money off of that.
And he made a lot of money, so he's a smart nerd. But anyway, you got it right. So you got 2 out of 3 right. That's good.
Awesome.
Y'all did quite well.
So can you touch on who's going to be cooking for us at this event?
I can. We are going to have Twisted Fork.
Okay, yum.
Yes.
Very good. They're
Benchmark.
Very good.
Even better. Is there better?
I think they're all great. Verona.
Nice.
Naaman's.
Oh.
And Julie's Deli. So Jennifer Cannon with Julie's. And last time, they've done Street Tacos and Oyster Bar. Verona's new. Benchmark is new.
Nice.
Naaman's always does something delicious. And so does Twisted Fork. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's something really for everybody. It's, you know, great variety.
Now, I know one of the people that's like a chef over there at the Twisted Fork now.
Yeah.
He does some good cooking. And we love them all. But we know Julie personally.
Yeah.
Because we've been over there several times, and they put on demonstrations for us and everything. We love Julie.
She is also one of our sponsors.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And we could not put this event on without our sponsors, without Texar Federal Credit Union stepping in as the presenting sponsor and just making sure that this event happens.
Right.
You know, it was new for some people who are new to the area, but it's been one of our longest running events.
Oh, nice.
So it's going to be going on not this Friday, but the following Friday, which is March the 4th, 7 o'clock at night at Silver Moon. And you can get tickets how?
You can go online and purchase them that way at harvestregionalfoodbank.org, or you can give us a call at 870-774-1398. You can buy tickets at the door, or you can just come by and buy tickets there. We'll have them available.
That'll be perfect.
It's a great event that they haven't been able to have since 2019 because of COVID, but they're having it this year. So be sure and come have a great time. And it helps out such a good cause, both adults, elderly people, and kids. Yeah, it's great. Harvest yes. Texas County Regional Food Bank is such a great organization. Camille, thank you. But before we leave, we got about 30 seconds, and I'm just gonna say this. I didn't want to say it earlier because I didn't want to make you sad, but I want to say condolences and sorry about your father, George yeah. Coker, such a great man who did he was community involved, really involved with the Four States Fair and Rodeo, had his great business, Coker Industries, whatever, and I liked him a lot, and I just wanted to pass that along to you. He was a great guy.
Well, thank you very much, and one silver lining is there have been many people who have said that he had an impact, or, you know, he was their first customer and lifelong, you know, business associate. So that really means the world. We really appreciate that.
You are quite welcome.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.